This is Ted Kennedy. Does the People's Republic of China deserve trade breaks from the United States? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush may pride himself on foreign policy, but he's botching the issue of U.S. trade with China. He wants to give that brutal communist regime the benefit of most favored nation trading status, so that the same generous trade benefits we give our closest allies will also be available to the dictators in Beijing. That makes no sense, Al. If the Cold War is really over, China didn't get the message. They're still among the most repressive regimes on earth. They violate the human rights of their people. Products they want to sell in the United States are produced with slave labor in China. They have nuclear weapons, and they're recklessly selling high-tech arms and even nuclear technology to Iran, Iraq, and other terrorist nations. President Bush wants to blow them a kiss by offering favorable trade status. Get serious, Al.
Do we slam the door in the face of one-fifth of the world's population and then send them ever deeper into secret isolation only because of some aspects of their government's behavior? Ted, it always amazes me that you love to punish governments by taking it out on their innocent people, even our own. I'm quite sure that sanctions against China will ease your politically correct conscience. Too bad you never stop to think about the added hunger, poverty, and misery that the Chinese people will suffer. Yours is a great knee-jerk reaction that makes a heck of a press release. Way to go, pal. Ted, even the brave Chinese students who fought for democracy in Tiananmen Square didn't want the U.S. to cut off this trade. Hear that one. We have to keep that trade door open. We do it for Syria, Libya, and Iran. Are they among our closest allies? Bah, this is our only hope for change. Listen up, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.